Excuse me, could you help me? I'm locked out of my house and it's pouring down. Thank you so much. I was just about to give up hope. I live alone and I must have left my keys inside. I've tried calling my landlord, but he's not answering. Oh, you'll try? Oh, thank you. You're a lifesaver. The door is just jammed? Are you sure? Do you think you can force it open? I'm not that strong and I've been outside in this cold for quite a while now. My fingers and hands are all iced up. I can barely still move them. Oh my, that was pretty impressive. If you didn't have such a friendly face, I'd almost be scared. But thank you so much. Though I feel terrible keeping you out in the rain like this. If you want, you can come inside and dry off. I have plenty of room, and I'd be happy to offer you a place to get warm. Oh, you needn't worry yourself with that. Like I said, I live alone. Please, I insist. You came to my aid, so let me at least repay you. I'll put on a warm kettle and turn up the heat. It's no weather to be going out in. There's no way I'm letting you go back out in this rain. Nuh-uh, not a chance. Now it's properly locked, which means we've got the house all to ourselves. The stove is warming up so slow, and the heater's not doing much better either. What do you say we help each other warm up a little while we wait for the cold to dissipate? I'll wrap you in a blanket and get underneath it myself as well. Don't worry about getting too close, I don't mind. Especially not when it's with the hero that saved me from the pouring rain outside. It helps that he's pretty cute too, I suppose. Tell me, is this the first time a woman has invited you into her house? I could tell. No, it's not a bad thing at all. In fact, it's the unplucked fruits that taste the sweetest, isn't it? So come and slide a little closer. Don't be shy now. It's really nice and warm between my... Oh, you've been wondering about my ears, haven't you? I suppose you don't see a bunny girl every day. Yes, they're real. Would you like to touch them? I keep them nice and fluffy by putting conditioner in them. Oh, not so hard. They're very sensitive, you know. Haven't you met a bunny before? Good grief, am I really going to have to teach you everything? Well, lesson one, dear boy. Don't be rough with their ears. Unless you mean to rile them up. It's the season for it, you know. The rain might fool you, but my eternal clock doesn't. It's springtime, which means it's my favorite season. You know why that is, don't you? And here I am, cuddled underneath a blanket, with a cute boy by my side. The heater slowly warming us up. Though I don't think I need too much more warming up. Won't you let me thank you? show me how grateful I am for saving me? Ah, the water is ready. Did you want some? I made plenty. More than enough for us two. Ah, don't worry. I'll just bring you a cup and you can decide later. Careful, it's hot. I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself. My apologies if I came on a little strong. It's just, I've been living in this house all by myself for so long, I've forgotten how to behave myself around a cute little thing like you. And here you are, shivering with a cup of warm tea in your hand. It makes you want to just press you tightly to my chest and never let go. My name? I haven't given you my name yet. Oh, where are my manners? I'm Cerise. You may have met me before, yes? I've been around for quite a while now. I run a tea shop in town, but it's quite far from here. I suppose you're not really the kind of person to visit a tea shop, though, are you? I'll teach you all about tea if you'd like me to. All the kinds of special ingredients, the blends, and of course, what each of them does to the body. Tea is very special, you know. It's much more than just a hot beverage. It has the power to bring people together, really close together. Not a little if people know about it. And I wouldn't expect a cute, unexperienced little thing like you to get it. No, no, I'm not judging you. It's a taste you'll pick up later in life when you start to appreciate the small thing. But there's plenty of time for that. I'm in no hurry. And neither should you be now. In fact, you should just enjoy the rest of your night with me. Oh my, did I say that out loud? I meant in the house, of course. Unless... You're quite good at changing the subject, aren't you? Yes, I have a family. 2 daughters, which I need to keep away from a charmer like you at all costs. But they're all grown up, so they don't have time for their mom anymore. They'll visit a day or two a month before venturing out into the wide world again. What about you? Where do you live? You don't have any place to stay right now? Oh, dear boy, you should have said so much sooner. Let me take care of you. I mean, it wouldn't be right for me to let you go back into the rain and the cold, knowing full well that there's a warm bed waiting for you in my house, would it? Oh, don't worry about payment, dear boy. Just your company will suffice. And maybe a few chores around the house while I'm out. The tea shop might be a little thing tucked away into an alley, but it still makes enough money to support 2 people at least. Well, by company, of course, I mean just a bit of light conversation, nothing more. I mean, we're both adults, aren't we? It wouldn't be so bad to get to know each other now, would it? After all, it sounds like we'll be spending quite a while together. Sorry, I've been rambling a bit too much, haven't I? I'm just excited, that's all. Living alone for such a long time tends to have that effect on a woman. Tell you what, it's late, and I'm sure we're both tired. Why don't we head to bed? My, my, saying yes so easily, you'll fluster me. So, you'll accept my invitation to stay with me then? It would mean a lot to me. You have me all excited now, dear boy. Not to mention, the thought of seeing you in my bed tonight just makes me all tingly. Oh, did I not tell you? I said I had a warm bed prepared. I never said it was a spare bed now, did I? You're blushing, that's so adorable. I take it you're not used to such forward talk, let alone a woman inviting you into her bed. Well, I think we'll be just fine. I can wait as long as you need. I'm a patient woman. We can take our time, you and me, slowly. But don't take too long. You know, especially on a year like this, in a season like this, I can become hard to handle. And when I do, you'll see that bunnies can be quite powerful when they have something they really, really want. Or should I say, someone. Let me show you. I can pick you up off your feet just like this. And carry you to bed like my prince. No buts and no stammering now. We both know that you're still soaked from that rain outside. And so am I. So I'm going to tuck you into bed. And slide in right next to you. And hold you nice and close. So we can share our body heat. Now, I don't want to hear you complaining about it either. Oh, it's not like you have much choice now that I've put you in bed with me. You're not getting away from me, dear boy. And I said I'd take care of you, right? That's right. The door's locked. And I'm wrapped around you. There's nowhere for you to go, but right here in